It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Lynn McNeese is vice president of the Lexington-based Associations International and president of one of its 9 member organizations, the International Spa Association. In this week's Focus on Business, she talks with Tom Martin about the business of serving the many needs of a variety of interests.
Tell us about the fields represented by the various organizations that operate under your umbrella.
Absolutely. Associations International actually was founded in 1974. It was by Jim Host of Host Communications. So about 5 years ago, we changed our name to Associations International, and we manage 9 distinct organizations, associations, everything from finance to dog trainers to volleyball coaches to professional coaches to actually we're a little bit in the finance world and tech world and then spa owners and operators as well.
What are the challenges of managing that kind of variety?
Actually, the challenges are some of the opportunities as well, because we are 9 very different organizations, and we're all governed by a board of directors, a volunteer board of directors that actually hire Associations International to manage the day-to-day operations of their organizations. But the beauty there is, because we're all under one roof, all 120 employees based here in Lexington, we can collaborate on where we are similar. We all have membership, we all run events and education, and there are things that we all do. So we can get together in a room, and even though the industries are very different, the day-to-day operations may not be as different. So we can really learn. The spa industry can learn from the tech industry, and the tech industry can learn from volleyball coaches. So it's a wonderful partnership.
Is it kind of off the radar, do you think?
It probably is. You know, most of our members within the organizations don't even know there is an association management company behind them. They just think of us as being their staff, and that really is by design. But collectively, of the 9 organizations, we touch 110,000 members worldwide in over 120 countries, touching them by providing them education, resources, research, membership. The American Society of Association Executives is really our governing association in our profession. And the number one reason people join, based on their research, is for networking and education. So all of us collectively, we all provide that every day.
Do you run an association like a business? Is it considered a business?
It has to be a business, and it's owned by the membership. So the board of directors have a fiduciary responsibility to ensure that they, you know, it's kind of a misnomer to think that nonprofits don't make a profit. You do make a profit. You spend it back within the membership. You just don't pocket it. You know, it's the members' money. So whether you're putting it into reserves for a rainy day or you're reinvesting in education, you have to run it like a business.
What sorts of services does AI provide to various organizations? Are there some that are adopted organization-wide and some that are specific to a given association?
It really depends on the industry, but what we do across the board is grow membership, really execute world-class conferences and events, wonderful trade publications and magazines. I mean, that's really the staple of all of our associations.
Lynn McNeese is vice president of the Lexington-based Associations International and president of the International Spa Association. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.